decent now.
Good.
So I...
Rampant schools.
What's that on?
The handicap ramp because of the clerk. Remember we needed a ramp
for
that one voting precinct. I remember that.
It'll be reimbursed.
Right.
Call us back to order. So what do you need to do?
These are transfers that didn't make the accounts payable box, or they were in the box and got pulled out, so Rick wanted us to vote on the transfers. I just looked through them. Danny looked through them. You may want to review that while Linda's talking.
Okay.
Oops, that's why. Linda, you're up.
Are we ready?
You're ready.
Yep.
Okay. This morning I have the voter registration cards for the county clerk. You can pass these out, and I'd also like to show you all these. Okay. Every 2 years they have to issue these cards to where everybody gets the new voter card, and it's got the perforations where you can tear it off, detach it, and have your card. The gentleman that we spoke with said that he had the monopoly on this, but I still sent it out just to make sure, but he did come back as the only bidder. He offered two different options. Me and Donna met with him. Option one was $16,730. Option two was $9,250. This includes 34,000 cards. We averaged it out. It's going to be about 27 cents a card, and that includes all the printing, the mailing. It's the card stock, the card printing, the card imprinting, the processing, and the postage. The difference between option one and option two is option one includes any cards that come back, the county clerk is responsible for postage. Option one, she does not have to pay that. Option two, she does. She feels that we've weeded it down enough to where we would save more money, still going with option two. And she did talk to me this morning about going through it one more time to just
the
make
list.
Sure the list, get out, you know,
just
the bad
to make sure
ones, just to make sure that it'll save us more money.
All right, so you're Donna, it looks like you and Linda are both recommending option number two as the expenditure.
Yes, and by running it through, that means we're going to run it through NCOA, which we've already done once this year, and we did a mailing and got a lot of cards cleaned up from people who moved to other states. And we're going to do that once again before we actually mail out this canvas. And part of their work will also be to run it through NCOA. But every time we cut it back, that means there'll be less cards returned. And the cards returned cost us about $1.09 for it to be returned. But the cleaner our data is, the less our cost, and
right.
keeps that down.
Where's this budget? Where's this come out of? What budget does this come out of?
This comes out of my 103 account.
Yeah. Based off of, you've done the due diligence of the bidding, Linda, and you're good with everything.
That's
with the
correct.
Process, even though you got all these no bids, it was pretty much expected.
Right.
I move that we approve option number two and award Edward J. Rice Company the voter registration card. For $9,250.
Second. We do this every year? Is that what you said?
It's every other year.
Every other year?
Correct, Donna?
Every other year. I don't always bid this out because it's traditionally a service, but felt like we needed to bid this one out because I'm changing vendors. It's not a vendor that's been pre-approved. We've used Multiprinting in the past, and we've used Ozark Mailing in the past, which were both pre-approved vendors in the past. We've changed our process a little bit, so... We went out with this new company.
Excellent.
Okay. Hello? Questions?
Yeah, if... Do you guys pull out your voter registration card every time you go in to vote?
I don't. I know some people who do.
I know, but I mean, if there's any question about it, sure, you pull it out. But most of the time, it's just the driver's license and the address and the name.
I don't understand why you asked the question. Question whether we need to
do you
this
want it?
Or?
No, I don't. I think for new voters that come into your districts and area and everything, this is another way for them to be assured that they are a registered voter. But I don't know whether So you send them out to everybody? I mean, I'm not questioning what you're doing. I'm just wondering why that.
It's good information, Danny. We have to do it every other year. We have to do a mandatory canvas. It's required by law that we send it out to all of our voters in our system that are active or inactive. We don't send it to those that are rejected or deleted, even though I have those people still in my system. So we just send it to the active and the inactive. If an individual, just to give you an example, if we do a mailing to, let's say, you, and you have moved, and it comes back to us as inactive, we set you as inactive, but you can still go to your polling place and vote. So when you show up, they'll say, we're showing you inactive. We need proof that you of your new address, and you're still allowed to vote. So your registration's not removed. It's just that your address is now inactive, and we've got to have proof.
And the two-year cycle is what renews that then?
Every 2 years, we're required to do that mailing.
I just wondered. That's just a question.
In your example there, if you've moved, do you... And you're in a different location. Do you have to go to a different location to vote?
Yes.
Okay.
That
I know
there
you've
was
had problems
even a,
with that. And
yes.
People complained. And,
we do. We try and advertise that in the media to let people know that if they've changed their address to contact us, and that's generally we get a lot of phone calls. But you know, and we do these mailings, and that's to decrease that issue. And it's always in a major election year.
You have to vote where you live.
Yeah. And that was challenged in court when Matt Blunt was in office, actually, and that stuck. So, yeah, you got to vote where you live.
Mm, okay. All right. Very good.
And just one time?
Yeah, you can only vote once, Danny.
It's in Chicago. All in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you. I have one more thing to share. Thank you, Donna. I have a request for proposal for public safety software that closed Friday. We had five companies respond. Basically, they all look like this, and then where you go through their response. And just wanted to keep you guys updated. This is the software for all the police vehicles that I came before you to make sure it was okay that I did this. We had five responders. We will meet tomorrow. And when I say me, like Sergeant Barnwell, myself, Jimmy Russell, a representative from each, you know, Branson and Rockaway Beach, Forsyth. We're going to meet tomorrow at 9 a.m. to reduce the five to three companies. And then next week on the 19th and 20th, we're hoping to get the three companies to come out and demonstrate their product. So, at the sheriff's office tomorrow. And he's coming over first if you want me to give you a call. I'm going to go over with him. So, okay. And then after, there's a selection committee that they have approved. So I've told them I always bring everything to my commission. So soon as we've got that narrowed down, I will contact you guys, let you know, see if you're interested in come over for the demonstrations and let you know what they decide.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Who do we get this to, Rick?
Thanks, Linda.
I can take those.
You guys good with
buy.
Those now,
yep.
Chuck? Motion to approve the transfers.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
He's going to take them right now. I think I did. Didn't I?
Yeah.
I didn't make the motion, did I?
I thought you did.
Oh, I made the motion. Danny seconded it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Are you guys going to adjourn until the next meeting? I'm just supposed to attend the next meeting as well, so I didn't know if I should stay.
What is the next meeting?
11:30.
Vicki Rice, comparison.
We'll have to adjourn. We can't do it early. So.
Okay.
See you in a bit.
Hey, Vicki.
We'll recess and anything else?
Uh-uh.
Recess to 11:30 then. Thank you.